It'd have been better than to stand around and vacillate and never pull anything on, never do anything right because you change your mind all the time. So maybe he'll prove me wrong.
Whose idea was this to bring in this consultant?
Don't know. Sue Fry, I think.
Would it have been at that
level? Maybe it's higher than that. I don't know.
It would have been somewhere around that level.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
So obviously someone thought that it needed...
Well, there's no question that things in the Ford Motor Company that you needed to go through this trend of bringing things from the bottom up. I'm not so sure, just so sure that the DAP is the right vehicle for it. I fully believe in the management from the bottom up.
Uh-huh. And that's basically what we're trying to do here.
Yes, although what I don't believe in personally, now you're getting into my personal opinions, but my personal opinion is I don't believe in letting it this is not a block, what do you call the Communist Party where they have the block meeting. Not everything comes from the bottom up. You've got to get the expertise. And wherever the expertise is, that's where the decision comes from. You can't ask the sweepers to get together and take a vote on the styling, which is what if you're not careful, this new communism we've got going over there will get you doing. You get the sweepers together and they decide how to sweep the floor. I have no problem with that.
It's known as the DAP syndrome.
No, not by me. I'm not going to be cynical about it. It's going to be okay.
Not by you, but I mean, there are many people in the company who feel the same way.
Feel the same way, okay.
That it's just too lengthy and too many people involved.
Yes, and I don't think that you can turn certain decisions, and I probably design is where I have to draw a line as much as anything. I can't see a group of people getting in a room and consensing, which is the buzzword of the DAP, on design. It's not something you consense on. It's an entity in the mind of a small group of people.
Have these consultants been successful in this executing this plan elsewhere?
They say they have. They have some documents or some data that says they've done it. I don't know, was it General Electric and a few other companies that have tried a similar process and supposedly with some success, but I don't, you know, the statistics you produce can probably create whatever conclusion you want.
Those are different environments.
Yeah, they shouldn't be that different. General Electric should be the same as us.
You're working much smaller components, much smaller products.
Maybe, but I can't believe that a turbine generator or something that GE produces or our jet engine can't be equally complex with what we're doing.
Different dimensions.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't consider myself an expert in that field, except I'm a little leery of that consensus process when it comes to design. It's been tough for me to execute. I've tried with my people to do it.
Really?
It's tough to do.
The level of you and maybe Mayhew,
for some reason I'm able to get together with Fritz. You get pretty tight with a person, and design wise you find Fritz and I think together. That's why we stay together, I think, or that's why he keeps me around anyway.
Uh-huh.
Obviously we think together and we communicate. It's another thing a lot of people don't do is I can say something to Fritz and can describe it, and he can describe something to me, and we can in a few words describe a concept and go off and do it. It's hard to find that sort of rapport with somebody. You can do that with Jack too, I think.
It's my impression that forgive me for saying so, sound like Mayhew and Turner's pretty dynamite team.
Well, there are some other people around there that Jack feels the same way about, but I think that probably is true, and I think you'll find that Jack has another team over there. There's some other guys that work in the luxury studio that he works well with, and I think there's some people in interiors that he works well with. So Jack tends to assemble some teams that he believes in,
and
he feels comfortable with, and then he just lets them go off and do their thing, which is the perfect, you know, good management. You know, we aren't the only one. I don't believe that we do everything around there.
Yeah.
There are several other groups of people who are equally important.
And this technique has worked in recent
seems
years.
To. Yeah. Seems to.
It seems to be working in the near future.
Seems to, yeah. And then Gail also, I mean, Jack also has a couple of directors that work for him that have a good way of allowing that to happen. I mean, in other words, when I said before they didn't get into the design, I give that as a compliment to guys like Gail who don't do what Joe Orris tried to do, and that's to come around with a knife and put knife lines on the car. In other words, he isn't really responsible for that. He's responsible for standing back and just if something is really going bad, then you step in. But otherwise, you stay out of it. And they've been very good at that. And Jack has got a couple of good directors that do that well for him.
Haldeman, apparently one of the somewhat older men who come along very well in the new system.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do you feel in that mold?
Well, there's only one other, I take it back, there are a couple other directors over there, but there's another director, Bob Zokas, who works in North American Design. You may or may not have talked to him, but Bob is another the same mold, the same kind of a director who is executing a director's job very well, in my opinion, by truly directing, you know, controlling the content, not the concepts, controlling the philosophy maybe of the organization, but not trying to get into the details. And that's what you want as a designer.
Sort of an enlightened laissez-faire.
I guess, yeah. So I have no problem with both of those people. They've both been extremely good to work around.
And so this particular group and this particular philosophy has worked well, obviously, in the last few years.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's continuing to work well.
Sure.
Your projected designs.
Sure.
Along this line, what do you see for the next 25 years in terms of automotive? An evolutionary kind of line, or
I'm not sure. We're trying to decide that right at the moment, right now, and it's a very important decision for us to make.
Really, in a watershed.
Sure, because if the change is going to happen slow, I love to see history. I love to see how a designer would be able to see how fast things change, and if he could somehow decide what influences from the outside of the business affected that, and the major one in the last 20 years or 10 years has been the fuel crisis. It made giant swings in the what design was going to do. Enormous impact on design. You remember when we threw stones at people that drove Lincolns? You couldn't sell a Lincoln. You used Lincoln if you wanted to.
Right.
It's got to make the styling of that Lincoln all of a sudden terrible, you know?
Uh-huh.
No matter whether it was good, bad, or indifferent,
right.
The label went on it lousy.
Mm-hmm. It had quite a reputation.
Sure. Now, I'm not sure more of that isn't going to happen. I'm a little leery right at the moment.
What's that?
Right now, we're in a very bullish sort of a period. Economy is bullish, styling's bullish, cars are bullish. We were in a very bearish sort of a period a couple of years ago. I'm not so sure that we are. There isn't somewhere on the horizon in the next year or two another bullish period. So if there's something you got to be prepared for, I think it's be prepared for both right now.
In other words, ability to change direction.
Either that or else cars that are tailored to bullish in various periods and produce them both.
That you can be comfortable in
periods. Yeah, sure.
It's going to, if that view prevails, as it may well, it's going to put some brakes on your creative energies.
No. You're talking about creative energies in the very old sense. That was back in the Joe Aris era, and when creativity meant some whimsical sort of an idea like a higher tail fin or whatever, you know, some meaningless thing.
Well, no, I'm thinking it would be maybe the Alex Tremulous position where you were leaping ahead.
Yeah, but even then, that's a whimsical concept of creativity, in my opinion. I mean, it was then, in its own time frame, was fine, but now it's whimsical when you think of cars. Cars have matured, too. I mean, people expected cars would be something that they never would be, let's say, or they expected something from that they weren't. I'm sure that that's true for more than cars. Not really in the electronics business. The electronics business is, you know, on each day you pick up a new quantum leap. Cars aren't making quantum leaps and aren't going to.
But you are visionary in terms of utilizing certain advances in electronics. The onboard computer is a real leap forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the interiors are coming along very well in terms of comfort and ergonomics and personal comfort and so forth. So in an automotive design sense.
But those aren't quantum leaps in my opinion, in the sense that I saw the other day they got a watchman coming out in the next couple of months where you get a TV on your wristwatch. That's a quantum leap.
Yeah.
We aren't making those.
So at this point, you're really at the crossroads in terms of decision.
At a crossroads. I'm not so sure if it's a monumental one, but we are at a crossroads.
Yeah. And probably the consensus would be to take a cautionary approach and maybe an evolutionary move forward rather than a revolutionary.
If I were to sniff around at the mood today, I would go with what you just said.
Yeah.
But there's a back of my mind or somewhere that says, I'm not so sure. I've reacted before to the environmental, to what was going on today, and I'm not so sure you don't need to be a little more visionary than that.
Yeah. I'm thinking back to this Ghia concept car that I saw today, which was labeled the Mark X.
Mm-hmm.
It's all flush, it's all marvelously smooth exteriors, and wraparound techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Those certainly will come.
Those are undeniable. We have a saying over in the studio, if in doubt, make it flush. That's an undeniable sort of a trend. There are certain things you can say that are trends that you can't get enough of, and one of them is being flush, and the other one is being flush, I guess.
Yeah.
But there are other, when I speak of directions, I'm talking about more of image and fashion, and should you be seen as we are today, as sort of standing out there alone from the crowd, or should we simply be beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when we were deliberately naughty, I guess I've said, where you almost wanted to stand out from the crowd. Now, this is me speaking, I don't need to prove anything to anybody anymore in the styling department. We don't need to prove that we aren't bad. We've proven that. All we need to do now is be beautiful, whatever that is, to the majority of the people.
Yeah. You've proven yourself in terms of daring design.
Yeah, in my mind we have, yes. We've proven we can do it.
And now you want to sell them to the carbine company.
No, I just want to be beautiful now.
In what sense?
I want the majority of the people to look at the car and say, my God, that's beautiful.
Who designed that?
Yeah. I don't need them to say, well, that's brave. I'm not sure if it's beautiful, but it's brave. I don't care if they say it's brave. May or may not be brave, but I first want them to say it's beautiful.
You have the feeling of being pioneers in a sense. You're really...
We are.
You brought the carbine public a long way.
Sure.
Yeah. From those stodgy days.
We're pioneers. We're American pioneers. I'm not sure we're worldwide pioneers because in Europe they've basically gone to...
That's a much smaller market.
Yeah.
So you really carved a niche.
Sure.
And now you don't really want to be left out on that niche.
Well, I'm not sure what we want to do now. I say there's a couple ways to look at it. But I think if I were to have to choose today, it would be beauty first, bravery second.
The old revolutionary is soft.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I bet that's true too. Fidel Castro's like that now too. He's he's an old man now too.
Yeah. But one part of you says we really should go forward.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you're never going to lose that.
No, I don't think so. No.
In terms of managerial.
We want to go as far forward as we can and still achieve that beauty that I was talking about. So we want to be on the leading. We want to stretch that leading edge to the very limit and still be beautiful in everybody's eyes, whatever that takes.
Now, does that mean acceptance?
Beautiful, no, not just acceptance. Beautiful, I want them to love it.
Okay, you want them to really, really go for it.
Right.
Not just buy it.
Right. I'm talking now from a person who designs Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
I might tell you something different for the moment I was designing Escorts. I'd want them to think it was beautiful, but not quite the same reaction as to a Thunderbird. People buy a Thunderbird for a different reason than they buy an Escort.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fascinating vista. I hope that... when do you think this will be resolved?
Not for a couple of years.
A couple of years?
Oh, a year. Well, we got to make up our mind in a year.
You've got enough time, because the Taurus will fill the at least one part of the...
Well, that's not a T-Bird, though. That's not not a competitor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting you're working strictly with the T-Bird.
At the moment, yeah.
Well, the current T-Bird, of course, will carry you through for at least two years with imaginative facelift.
Sure.
So you've got a 2-year.
We got about a year to make up our mind exactly what the direction should be.
Now, not to belabor this point, but who will be involved in this decision making? A lot of people.
When I say we've got control over, we have control over it in the sense that we control the proposals and we control the. And we are allowed to stand there and make a recommendation, a very powerful recommendation, which I would imagine they would come pretty much take.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a stamp of approval put on that by many, many other people within the company. Jack's boss, Stu Fry, has got to be at least convinced that that's right. He won't. Stu Fry is not a, once again, another director kind of a person who has a great deal of respect for them not doing that. They don't come over and try to tell you how to do your job. But nevertheless, he's got to be convinced that you're doing it well.
Now, this is interesting because he's an engineering.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Vice president.
Product development vice president.
But with a background in engineering.
Yeah, sure.
So he leans pretty much in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He depends on Telnac to guide him.
Exclusively, yeah.
In terms of design and,
sure.
And styling.
Jack tells him that's the way the world is going. Stu is probably going to listen to him.
You've got a fairly progressive outlook coming up.
Mm-hmm.
with Peterson and Poling coming along, although Poling seems to have had a finance background. Is this going to be a... Not, I don't want to put you on the spot.
I'm not an expert on that. I'm going to give you some observations from my point of view, and that's Mr. Poling obviously is a very financially oriented person who is... You know, there's car people and there's finance people, and he's a finance person.
Yeah.
And I think that it's right that the company have that influence, and that they seem to surface at the time when they're needed.
When
you
they're
know,
needed. Yeah, right.
And certainly over the last couple of years, we needed him worse than we needed anything else. But we need them all. And Mr. Poling is a very practical sort of a person when it comes to styling. I think he's not Mr. Peterson when it comes to styling.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
See, but even Don Peterson, I'm not speaking for him, I'm sure has to be going through the same sort of a soul searching that I'm going through, because he's seen the same things happen, and I'm sure that somewhere in his mind he's formulating some, making the same decisions I'm trying to make.
But I get the impression that the company is moving toward finance people at the top. There's at least two or three people. And while Peterson has been a good influence, his influence seems to be somewhat waning in the sense of
I get a certain feeling of that, but I'm not so sure. Let's see. I get a certain sense of that, yes. Mr. Peterson is not as dominant a daily force in our activities over there as he was at one time.
At one time, right?
As he was at one time. That would be the only thing I know about. Now, but as I said, he's got to be thinking of the same alternatives that we are, and I'm sure that what he did with the company in terms of product over the past couple of years, there will be this conservative faction surfaces now and says, hey, I told you so, you shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
What I don't think they can ever answer is, what if we hadn't done it? What if we had made only a small change?
Right.
That we'd have never shaken the reputation, in my opinion, of this loser reputation.
Right.
We have succeeded in shaking the loser reputation.
And I think he should be celebrated.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah, right.
I do too.
Certainly the architect.
Yep.
And sold it up.
Yep.
Well, let's hope that don't you hope, rather, that that these two disparate factions will come together and make the right
decision? I don't know that they need to come together. I feel the company can exist with that. You know, it's like a government. They exist with a conservative and a liberal opinion, right? And they you just simply allow the two to survive, and you...
provide the creative tension.
Sure, sure. I'm not so sure they shouldn't stay that way.
Fine.
I don't think the foreign income is any different than any other human organization, like the U.S. government or a country or anything else. It's going to be that way. People that make it work.
At this point in mid-84, how do you see the Ford Motor Company in terms of design decisions in the last few years? How do they stand in relation, say, to General Motors and Chrysler and American Motors? I know we've talked about the mean.
They have made a tremendous number of they made their decisions almost 180 degrees apart from what General Motors has made. Now, General Motors had a status quo to protect, I guess, or, you know, there was no reason for them to have a revolution, and they haven't had one either. They have been extremely conservative design-wise in what they've done. We say that they do, particularly in sedans, if you look at the sedans they put on, extremely conservative, and they get kind of flamboyant when they do sports cars. Camaros, Firebirds, Corvettes,
right.
But only in those cars. And even when they get flamboyant, they stay very American. They never really have adopted this European personality.
Right.
So extremely conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be that way too if things were going that well for them. Why not?
Really, Ford needed to break out of a mold.
In my opinion, yep.
As well as creatively, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Chrysler, it's all been sort of facelift, hasn't it? Ledger Domain, switching...
As a designer, I don't have a great deal of respect for anything that Chrysler's done, with two exceptions. One of them, this new van they've done, is, in my opinion, is a super piece of design work.
Incidentally, regarding that, that seems to have... Did you get a sort of a deja vu when you see that?
Yeah, you're talking about the Minimax now?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yes, it did. I never worked on the Minimax directly, other than at one time I worked for Don Della Rosa, who... That model was sitting around, and I remember one time we did stripes and eagles and things for the thing, because somebody was trying to sell it, but... I think, I'm not sure who put that, who was the doctor of that thing? Was it Don? Is that what's coming around?
Well, I have the impression that someone said that Iacocca's admitted publicly that it's easy to do when you've done it once before.
Oh. Yeah, but that, I don't know, what you're reading the paper from those guys, I don't trust a great deal of what I read in the papers about automotive people. I don't think anybody's written any really good. Nobody's really dug into the car industry, in my opinion, and dug out the real truth.
You're right.
All you get is a lot of public relations handouts, I'm afraid.
Well, would it be fair to say that at least the inspiration for it went with both the De La Rosa and Diaco?
The car seemed to be connected with Don De La Rosa when I was
yeah.
around. I'm not sure whether there's any reason for that or not, but when I was around, it seemed to be connected to him.
But you're impressed with what they've done with that?
Yes, I'm very impressed with that. I'm impressed with that. But the rest of their design work has not impressed me very much so far, and I don't understand why their products are selling as well as they do. I have to attribute it to a marketing success rather than a design success, let's put it that way.
In other words, they seem to be able to market some rather pedestrian
type sure.
of vehicles.
Sure.
In fact, in the early days, you know what better than I, seemed to be a lot of switching around on one or two basic platforms.
Well, they're still doing that. They really only have
right.
the K car. That's the only one
that's
they've
right.
got. This H body they're coming up with is still a K car.
Still a K car.
Oh, yeah.
Stretched.
Yeah, just doctored up
doctored
a bit. But
up.
It's not a unique. Like our Taurus is a ground up. You know, you start
right.
with a space on the floor and build a car there. Now that's not true with a K with an H body, or the van is a K car too.
Is it really? Just
oh yeah.
Out of it,
I mean, it's fundamentally a K car.
Uh-huh.
A car is when I say a car, it's the engine, the transmission, the drivetrain,
right.
the front end, and some parts of the floor pan, that's a car.
Mm-hmm. And the body just sort of
the skin on
up.
Top of it is not
yeah.
not a fundamental part of the car.
The Aerostar,
mm-hmm.
Have you had any input into that now?
Not really, just observed that. Mm-hmm. I observed that. That was a car done by design staff, and once again, rumor I'm going to give you. Done by design staff, done, I don't know if it was by Gear or what it was, or Don Copper, exactly who did it over there.
Yeah.
Somebody in design staff did it. They liked the car and they said, make that the styling of the car, and then they went off and they did the car, the truck.
Right.
And the original and the final don't look a great deal alike. It's
yeah.
I don't know whether you've seen the two, but
right.
there's a tremendous difference. So they grafted one styling onto another vehicle, which to me personally is not a very good thing to do. My judgment is still out on that car. I got to see it on the road for a while and see how it works. I'm a little leery right now the way it looks, but
I've seen a few around
mm-hmm.
the center, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe very successful though. I don't know.
They've had some mechanical problems.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they delayed the introduction
have
for
they?
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's now finally coming out this next spring.
Okay, I'll wait till I see it on the road for a while and get to live with it for a while before I say it's good or bad styling. But I don't like its history. I don't like a car where you do that. You take a styling and graft it onto something and make it work.
The concept car is marvelous.
Sure.
I saw one at the Grand Prix the other day.
Yeah.
I like that very much.
Well, I hope for our sake that it does very successful.
So the product mix, what do you see in terms of product mix in the next 10 or 15 years?
Well, I see us heading for the very top end of the market in all cases. It seems to be the only place where we can make any headway, and I see us just trying more and more to appeal to the more affluent pieces of the marketplace. And I'm talking about North America, right from here.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are other people in the company who are putting together deals with Japan and everything else to keep us competitive in other segments of the market, but our focus is going to be the
pretty much the luxury.
Mm-hmm, luxury and large end of the market. Which is okay, given that that we're in a stable period and it's going to stay this way. That's the thrust of the car industry at the moment.
Well, you're reasonably certain that the direction you're going in is a good one.
You mean that major direction of going to the luxury? I don't think we got any choice.
I don't
claim to be an expert. I don't know why. I only hear people tell me why we're doing that, and it's the only way we can put together a business plan that makes money, and I have to trust them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a different ballgame.
Oh, yeah, sure. I wouldn't send my son into this business, to tell you the truth. It's not something I think is a good long-term. I think this is a smokestack kind of an industry that has a no-growth future still.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you're getting that from everybody, but
yeah.
I wouldn't send my son here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to.
Well, you're staying.
Well, I'm staying because I've carved a career out here and I like what I do, and there's no reason for me not to stay.
Well, thank you, Dave Turner.
My pleasure.
Delightful.
I hope I am of some benefit. I don't have a lot of good old memories, though. You need somebody that's older than I am to be able to remember.
We have plenty of old memories. We need the newer ones.
The newer ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
this really exciting period that you've just gone through is really going to be the one that they'll be studying.
Yeah, 15 years from now, it'll make some sense, yeah. Well, I hope that somebody does come out and write some of those books on the subject of car design and why. I'd love to see somebody do that. I'm sure that, only you could sell that or not, though.
Oh, sure.
Think so?
I think so, yes. This is the sort of thing that's really, the histories of designers are few and far between.
Yeah.
Why don't you think about it?
Well, I guess they give me 10 or 15 years.